Welcome to the Off-Broadway Show, starring Jay Miller tonight, all alone pretty much. I guess there will be Dan with me in a few minutes and everything. But we must be going. Anyways, this is Jay Miller on the Off-Broadway Show here tonight with our featured band, Feedback. A bunch of young gentlemen from the Fargo-Moorhead area going to perform for us tonight. Anyways, I would like to tell you about our sponsors tonight. Our sponsors are www.yachtscene.com, an online magazine that you all should check out, and also Brown Cow Sound, now back in Fargo. Members of Steamy Racing run and own the sound studio. Like I said, my name's Jay, and I'm here tonight, Tuesday night, September 12th? It's 12th, right? Must be the 12th. Anyways, if not 12th, could be the 11th or the 13th. Don't know. Tonight, my big deal is play with the bells. Not much going on tonight. I guess earlier this evening, I was doing a little bit of work in my home, but now I'm down here, going to interview the band, and a little bit later, they're going to play a few songs for us, mostly originals, it sounds like, maybe a couple covers. I have got the chance to see these guys once before, opening for the legendary Nash Cato, formerly of Urge Overkill. I think Nash Cato has a lot of influence in most people in their music, or at least are like really liked a lot.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Roger. Thank you. I hate talking to myself. Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Close talking to
I'm
yourself.
I'm doing good.
Gets old, you know. You do it all the time, anyways. And then
actually, I was just kind of reminiscing by myself here about the Nash Cato show. Did you get a chance to make it down there for that show?
No, I was out of town that weekend.
Yeah. I was actually working across the street at Ralph's Corner, where I am employed at. And Nash came in about 2 o'clock, because he heard about our burgers there, and I cooked him up a patty melt like he's never had before.
Is that right?
In fact,
I heard he didn't come out of the bathroom the entire next day.
Hey, no one said they weren't greasy.
Folks, no. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Off-Broadway on www.coachandsix.com. The show tonight is being brought to you by
Jay Miller.
Jay Miller, Coach and Six, and Brown Cow Sound. Tonight's show featuring Fargo-Moorhead local teen rockers Feedback, who we had a chance to talk with a little bit earlier and will be performing for us shortly.
Feedback's not all here, though. They're missing a bassist, it looks like.
I understand they have a bass player who is in Washington, D.C. right now.
Yeah. Our capital,
working for one of our governors or legislators.
Somebody. Really?
I think so.
Or are you just lying to me like you always do?
I'm not making that up.
Yeah. I
heard it direct.
Who? Yeah, he's working for one of our public officials.
That's putting it euphemistically.
I don't know. We're us gentlemen here who work for Coach and Six or do whatever for Coach and Six aren't very assured on our political stance right now.
That's right.
At least I'm not.
Well, after having Henry Kissinger on a couple weeks ago, I'm thinking about putting him on as a write-in.
Yeah. Let's bring the English over to run our country. Just great.
Kissinger's English?
No, he's
not English.
Oh, is he? Is he? He's not? Aw, there goes all my hopes and dreams. Anyways, well, Raj, anyways, I'll get back to my Nash Cato story.
Oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean that.
Me and Nash are tight now.
I understand.
In fact, actually, I was telling him about our label here and the things that go on. He was actually pretty interested in checking us out one day. I gave him if I would have had my business cards like we're supposed to have one of these days, but just never get printed out for some reason. I don't know. But I was going to give him one, but instead I gave him a napkin. I wrote down all the information on us, and he said he'd check us out one time. And I don't know. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't.
He may be listening right now, Jay.
He could be. If Nash, you are listening right now, I give a big shout-out, and I hope you touring with Cheap Trick is going pretty good. That's who he's touring with, actually, Cheap Trick.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's opening fairs.
Cheap Trick, now, they've been on the fair slash
circuit for a long time. No, I think actually Cheap Trick is doing the Kiss thing with the reunion thing, so they're playing like more clubs. They play like the Hard Rock Cafe a few times. And they've played, like, you know, bigger venues like that. The Blues Fest, or not Blues, but the House of Blues thing going on.
So they've probably played with Eddie Money at one time or another, I would imagine, if they're doing the fair circuit.
Hey, no one can play with Eddie Money. No one.
It just seems like I've heard more than one story about being at the fair late at night, maybe being...
I saw a Cheap Trick when I was 14 years old at the Thiever Falls County Fair.
I always thought Cheap Trick was cool because my best friend's older brother in high school used to wear one of those Cheap Trick t-shirts that had the Cheap Trick.
Yeah, you know what? I had a best friend who wore one of those too.
So I thought they were cool.
And then you listened to them.
Well, and then, you know, you heard them and you liked them. I mean, come on, Dream Police?
Are you serious?
Dream Police?
I did not like Dream Police too much.
Dream Police, that Dream
okay,
Police.
Okay, actually.
Come on, you
yes,
liked the Dream
okay,
Police.
I did
the
like
first
the,
time you heard the Dream Police.
Yes,
you liked it.
I did like the Dream Police. I'll admit to it, but I'll admit to it 7 years ago that I liked it, but I won't admit to it now. That was a long time
everyone
ago.
Everyone goes to a Cheap Trick phase.
Yeah.
Don't they?
No, that is more than seven. Yeah, that better have been more than 7 years ago. I would only have been like, what, 19 then? I liked Cheap Trick when I was 19. So about 15 years ago, possibly, I liked Cheap Trick.
Yes.
So, anyways.
I think we're all recovering from the show on Saturday night.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was. We had Vaz down here to perform from Minneapolis. They're just hitting the road now on a new tour, supporting a record.
And the valets that we, you know, really really tried getting in here did not show up.
Did you remember the name of the band that Cody's new band that played?
Your Lord.
What was it called?
Your Lord.
Your Lord what though? It was Your Lord something something.
No, it was just Your Lord.
Oh, Your Lord. Okay. And we also had...
That's who he is. He is your lord. That's what he says. I am your lord. So.
We also had Crap Barf, Telepathetic, and...
5 Pound
one of Jay's new bands, 5 Pound MV.
That's not one of my new bands. It's one of your new bands. What does the MV stand for?
Oh, it stands for Moving Vehicle, I think, doesn't it?
Moving Violation?
That's it. Anyways.
Modest...
Mild Violence.
You know, Jay and I had a fun afternoon. We went out to eat at Grandma's this afternoon, where I had the chicken tetrazzini.
Mars Venus?
Yeah. Jay had the French silk, French chocolate silk thing that was...
Yeah, that the pie, and I also had, what did Mike call that soup? The cheesy chicken steak beef log. But it's actually cheesy chicken, no. He called it,
tube steak something, didn't he?
Yeah, tube steak. The cheesy chicken tube steak, something. I don't know. It sounded, the way he made it sound was really gross, but it was actually pretty good. I like that there over at Grandma's.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma's out of Duluth, where Roger's actually from.
Yes.
No. It's just a chicken tetrazzini. Is it? The wild rice soup?
Apparently, the wild rice chicken tetrazzini is much better.
Really? I've never had that.
You know, one thing that's really hard when you're listening back to these CDs is when somebody off microphone starts getting in on the conversation.
Yeah, no, and Roll is
really,
like,
you sit
hey!
There and there's a giant pause. You're not sure what's happened. So
we should just
if you don't have a microphone,
you know, honestly,
please
like,
refrain from joining in on the conversation.
Actually, no, because like Dan always does this, so I just say that we just tape a microphone to his face.
We should.
Duct tape it. And so whenever Dan walks around and starts complaining.
Give him an implant.
And like just like, you know.
You know.
We could just implant it into that new glove that you got there, Dan. What do you think, you're Michael Jackson or something? We'll get some diamonds on that thing and, you know.
See, here we go again. Wouldn't that look snazzy on a Harley? I'm really. Anyways, after Grandma's, we had the pleasure of meeting with Jim from the Vinyl Connection. We stopped in and... money Jay burned a hole in his pocket, bought a couple of records.
Yes, again. Every time I go in there, I buy records. And I just start looking and I find something I like. You know, I bought today was The Water Boys, which is on the Goodwill Hunting soundtrack, the fifth song. They have one song called Forgot. And, Fisherman's Blues is one of the songs. And then I also bought the KLF. Boom, 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 boom. Man, KLF is going to rock ya! So, I'm like, those guys rule. I mean, 27 members in one band. You can't tell me who rules when you have 27 members in one band.
They don't ever want to play here on one of those nights where we pay the band $25.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to walk away.
You get 75 cents each.
we carry a storage of coinage upstairs, just for those situations.
Yep.
Too.
We all bring our piggy banks down and crack them.
That's right. For most bands, this is a non-paying gig.
This is a non-profit organization, definitely.
Sometimes it's
not that we want to be.
Sometimes but, it's even a loss profit organization.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
Filing taxes should be pretty easy. They're going to pay us more this year, I think, due to that we don't do anything, and we all sit here and, gosh, this thing is hair all over.
You notice how I'm holding the mic about a foot?
I know.
I was
sitting here, I'm like, what is that furry? I'm like, I thought it was my goatee, like it wasn't like
I don't
normal.
Know if you had an opportunity to be here during the interview section on Saturday, but John Shipley was...
sticking the microphone down his backside?
Close.
Front side?
Like I said, I'm holding the microphone a couple inches away from my face. Because
I can smell John right now.
Yes.
Smell of Shipley.
Folks, if you're listening right now, you'll have an opportunity to see John play this Friday night at the Eagles, along with Steeny Racing and Erie Arc from Duluth, Minnesota. Shipley's band, of course, West of Madison, will be playing in the four-band set, which also includes Solipsistic.
Who are those guys? I can't even pronounce their name. Ick. Who's Ick playing?
Solipsistic. Jason Hummel is the band that he plays with.
Jason Hummel. Oh, okay.
Jason Hummel.
I think I know that guy.
Works at Sundog Interactive.
Hummel. I like that last name.
It is an all-ages show. There's a $5 admission.
Well, you know, we're going to get going here. This is the Off-Broadway show, the Off-Broadway series, brought to you by www.yachtscene.com and also Brown Cow Sound. Moo.
Right.
Mike's going to kill me. Every time I say that, I'm like, moo. Brown Cow Sound. Anyways, I guess we're going to sit back, listen to a little bit of the feedback.
And we'll be back
The band feedback.
From what I understand, they'll be breaking their material into a couple sets tonight. And when they're finished with the first set, we'll have an opportunity to...
sit down and have a little chat with the boys.
Have a little chat with them.
The boys from the Fargo-Moorhead area.
So without further ado, why don't we turn the show over to the feedback gentlemen and... we'll be back at you here in a little bit.
All right. Roger, it's been good hanging out with you here.
It has been.
We should do this again sometime.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Are we off now? Are we done talking? Did you cut me off already? That's why I'm still talking, huh?
Yeah, you're still talking.
Yeah, I got the mic by myself.